2 Chronicles chapter 36. Then the people of the land took Jehoahaz the son of Josiah, and made him king in his father's place. 3517 AH 525 BC, in Jerusalem. Jehoahaz was 23 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. And the king of Egypt put him down at Jerusalem, and taxed the land 100 talents of silver. About 7,560 pounds, 3,429 kilograms. And a talent of gold. About 75.6 pounds, 34.3 kilograms. And the king of Egypt made Eliakim his brother king over Judah and Jerusalem, and changed his name to Jehoiakim. And Necho took Jehoahaz his brother, and carried him to Egypt. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, his God. Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon came up against him, and bound him in fetters, to carry him to Babylon. 3520 AH 522 BC. Nebuchadnezzar also carried some of the vessels of the house temple, and put them in his temple at Babylon. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoiakim, and his abominations which he did, and that which was found in him, look, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah, and Jehoiakim his son reigned in his place. Jehoiakim was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months and 10 days in Jerusalem. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah. And when the year was expired, King Nebuchadnezzar sent, and brought him to Babylon, with the best vessels of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, and made Zedekiah his brother king over Judah and Jerusalem. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign. 3528 AH 513 BC, and reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, his God, and did not humble himself before Jeremiah the prophet speaking from the mouth of the Lord Jehovah. And he also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who had made him swear by God, but he became stubborn, and hardened his heart from turning to the Lord Jehovah, God of Israel. Furthermore, all the chief of the priests, and the people, sinned very much after all the abominations of the heathen, ungodly nations, and polluted the house, temple of the Lord Jehovah, which he had hallowed in Jerusalem. And the Lord Jehovah God of their fathers sent to them by his messengers, rising up from time to time, and sending, because he had compassion on his people, and on his house temple. But they mocked the messengers of God, and despised his words, and misused his prophets, until the anger of the Lord Jehovah arose against his people, until there was no remedy. Therefore he brought upon them the king of the Chaldees, who killed their young men with the sword in the house temple of their sanctuary, and had no compassion upon young man or maiden, old man, or him who stooped for age. He gave them all into his hand, and all the vessels of the house temple of God, great and small, and the treasures of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, and the treasures of the king, and of his princes, all these he brought to Babylon. And they burnt the house temple of God, and broke down the wall of Jerusalem, and burnt all its palaces with fire, and destroyed all its best vessels. 3539 AH 503 BC. And those who had escaped from the sword he carried away to Babylon, where they were servants to him and his sons until the reign of the kingdom of Persia, to fulfill the word of the Lord Jehovah by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land had enjoyed her Sabbaths. Because as long as she lay desolate she kept Sabbath, to fulfill 70 years. Now in the first year of Cyrus king of Persia, 3589 AH 453 BC, that the word of the Lord Jehovah, spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah, might be accomplished. The Lord Jehovah stirred up the spirit of Cyrus F. king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and put it also in writing, saying, this is what Cyrus king of Persia says. All the kingdoms of the earth the Lord Jehovah God of heaven has given me, and he has charged me to build him a house temple in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is there among you of all his people? The Lord Jehovah, his God, be with him, and let him go up